Welcome to For the Record, an unfiltered view on current trends and timeless advice for surviving in the aesthetics industry. Whether you're an injector, practice owner, sales rep, or marketer, it's time to set the record straight. Each week, we cut through the chaos and showcase diverse perspectives and winning ideas from the best minds in the industry. I'm your host, Dr. Tiffany Hall, Chief Growth Officer at Aesthetic Record. Now, let's get started on this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of For the Record. This is episode 36 in season 2, and today is going to be, I don't even know what today's going to be. It's going to be fun, chaos, and a whole bag of tricks, I'm sure. I have with me today a pair, a duo, the most dynamic duo probably in aesthetics right now. From U Project Tampa, I have Maylin Raisin and Dakota Holt. So these two are all over your Instagram, your TikTok, your Reels with crazy antics, doing fun out-of-the-box things, but also really speaking to education, the community that we're hopefully raising in aesthetics, what we're doing as business owners, as injectors, as aestheticians. Like, they're really trying to really close the loop, if you will, to be both fun and edutain all of us. And so they're here today with some special announcements as well about Aesthetic Next to give us all their brilliance as business owners, as injectors, aestheticians, as minds in the industry. You two, welcome to our show. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
That was an amazing introduction.
Can you do that again just for shits and giggles? My God, it sounded so good.
we'll record it for a broadcast later. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome, guys. I'm so glad to have you. I've been waiting for you guys for two seasons, and you're finally here. It's like a surreal moment to have you on our show. So I'm just thrilled to jump in and hear all the chaos. But you guys have missed this. They've been singing. They've been getting ready. They have microphones. They've got wigs. They have all the things here. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go to the YouTube and watch it because it's probably going to be really fun. So just a side note. But
well, fun is our middle name. So we do like to bring fun everywhere. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm fun, I'm sure.
And we know Dakota cannot work Instagram. If you ever do an Instagram live with him alone, he needs Maylin to tag in and help him because he is not capable on his own.
You could see the panic in my eyeball. It was, she could see it twitching. So she calls in, or she helps save the day.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, hi.
As per usual.
Well, you know, in any business, any good business partnership, it's definitely a partnership. Like, and what we're really good at is kind of a mentality that we adopted from someone that we outsource from. He happens to be my brother-in-law, but he said in any partnership, there's always a 60-40. One person's going to know the 60%, you know, and you really just have to trust that person and know. So when it comes to those kind of things and, you know, any of the business stuff, but I mean, all of the hands-on injectables, clearly all to him. So we definitely work really well together when it comes to that.
And we both have egos. I know that that's hard to believe. But we do have egos, but we leave those at the door. It's easier that way. And
well, I think when you're both great, it's easier, right? If one of the partners is not equally yoked with you, either in success, in ego, in self-assuredness, it becomes very hard to like walk on eggshells and hold their hand and babysit them. So I think because you're both that way, you're both like very, you know, over the top people who are larger than life, it probably works a lot better for you because you share that similar trait. But I love what you said about partnerships too, Maylin, because I feel like what you're good at, maybe Dakota's not. What he's great at, maybe you're not. So there's, a tit for tat or tug of war. That's a healthy tug of war to say, let me take this one for you, tag me in. And then whenever you fail, I'll come in and help you and jump in and save the day. So I think that works beautifully. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're not tug of war necessarily, but we're both heading up the same hill, holding the same weight, going in the same direction. So that we're going to get there eventually with the same goal.
And like he was saying with the egos, I mean, that our industry is built on egos, unfortunately. But to know and have some ounce of being humble and knowing that your best friend partner wants the same goals as you, mm-hmm. and just trusting that person to know, okay, maybe I'm not the one to take the reins on this one. Maybe, you know, and even when we're talking, we understand each other. And it was very important to us in this business to really build our best friend friendship before business, for sure.
True. We just had this conversation yesterday that this business, although it's the love of our life, it is an entity that can go. We will not. This is relationship is going to last longer. Yes. Longer. You know, whenever I the song Jesus Take the Wheel, I say it all the time. Jesus Take the Wheel. And I'm saying it to Maylin. That's her middle name, is Jesus.
Jesus. No, but it really is a trust thing. And I think, you know, a lot of partnerships fail. A lot of my partnerships failed because, you know, I'm a huge dreamer. I think outside the box. Like, my husband is very black and white, knows how the box works, in and out. I am outside color. Let's dream. Let's go higher and bigger. And, you know, it's been unfortunate with, like, different partnerships before. It is scary. It is intimidating because I am very big. I'm very, you know, look, I asked to talk to you in Chino Bay from my first live. I wasn't kidding around.
Now we're basically doing each other's hair on the weekends. So...
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to mention that because when I met you guys at Aesthetic Next, somehow I had not met you. I think I had met you, Maylin, many years ago at a Galderma thing, but I hadn't met you guys together as like this thing, you know, this like unit. Aesthetic Next last year, the Nexties, you guys came in these incredible costumes. You were just, you were debonair, Dakota. You were just glamorous, Maylin. It was like over the top, amazing. I thought, my God, did they go to like to China and buy these costumes and bring them here? What? Like, they were that good. But my point in saying that is you look very intimidating. I thought, huh. They won't even know who I am or to talk to me. And you were both like, oh, hi, we're so glad we're here. You know, you were just like, what you said was different than how you looked. All right, you came open and like, were just so gracious, but you looked really freaking scary because you were so perfect, so coiffed and perfectly done. And I think in this industry, that's the problem here. People look at all of us and say, look at them. They're perfect. They're amazing. Their lives are so great. We're all like, well, it's a shit show if you pull the curtain back, you know, or we're just trying to have fun and survive. So I think that you guys really personify that because it looks so incredible all the time, but you're also humble and sweet and gracious and, you know, loving and all the things that you both are. So that's a hard skill to have, by the way.
It doesn't come without gray skies, though, because we're certainly judged very quickly on the effect. But right. It really is just the show. It's the lights and the stage. But really, there's a lot going on backstage right. That you don't know about that really has everything to do with what's going on stage.
And what you just described about me has always been my biggest insecurity. Just letting you know, there's songs that, you know, say, oh, pretty is hard. Does it actually, like, I want to be pretty. It's my industry. I dress up for a reason, right? So when people are like, huh, what is all that? I'm like, ooh, I spent a lot of time on this. You know, like, you don't want to come, like, this is my passion. Let me share it with you. So I think it's a double whammy when they're like, huh, what is that? Like, you're almost 6 feet tall and like you're look like this. And then I come at you like, hi. And then you're even like, whoa, hold on. Like, I do come on very strong. We do. We are very passionate people. We come on very strong because, I mean, you can see the passion in us, not just from the crazy antics and the pom poms and all that. What we really are preaching is happiness. You can be happy. In this industry, you can do exactly what you want to do and achieve exactly what you want to achieve and make money at it with your best friend. Like, boom, 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 boom. He was saying, we're like the Mario with the mushroom that keeps going, burri, burri, burri. Like, we keep getting like bigger and bigger and bigger. And it really is the mission behind Youth Project. If you are completely authentic to you, it's going to show.
People love that. People love authenticity. Because you get the same cookie cutter thing everywhere. How many times can you see the same thing over and over and over, given 100 different sites?
We're going to talk a little bit about your branding, too, and just how you came up with this idea. But I want to say one thing before we move on. Maylin, you just kind of nailed it. I'm at Nordstrom's this weekend getting makeup. My little boy's with me, and he looks at me and he says, Mom, why do you care so much about how you look? You're obsessed with how you look. And I had to like sit him down and say, buddy, it's my job. Like, I'm not doing it because I do care. To your point, I care how I look. But this is the job that I have. I'm in a role that I have to look good. It is a requirement when I walk in the door, first thing in the morning, to look a certain way, to explain to him that it's not an inner obsession or an insecurity. It's like, this is what I'm paid to do. Get on board, you know, get on the bus, kiddo. And he's an 8-year-old kid seeing it. So imagine people who see it, you know, at 28, 38, 48, they're still having that same effect or that same like, insecurity of like, wait a minute, I don't care as much as you do. I'm not as pretty as you are. Like, move on. It's fine. This is just what I have to do to survive here.
So that stigma, though, of the vanity that's very superficial as a label for this industry, thank God it's dying off. Because when you look better, you feel better. It's an internal mechanism. It's not an external. It has some external components. But ultimately, it's the cogwheel inside that's really churning whenever you look better. You feel better. You're more presented. You're able to talk to people better with more confidence. Confidence is worth its weight in gold. So it's a talent and it's a gift, but I think everybody has a little bit of it in there. They just have to have it uncovered. And that's what we focus on here is brushing away the stuff superficially to help you feel better about the self that's in there.
That's how our whole brand is based upon. Not going into the branding yet, because I know we're going to touch on that soon, but our main goal, like there's a book that I'm reading called Atomic Habits, and it says, forget about the goal that you set. How are you strategically going to get there? So our main goal is to change the beauty industry, not just on how it's perceived, you know, like, oh, well, you have to put on this, all this makeup to feel a certain way. No.
How it's delivered.
Or, yeah, or just, you know, self-empowerment comes from self-care. So whether that's taking your vitamins or going to the gym or doing your hair nice or wearing that special pink color or blue color that looks great on you, if you can feel good about yourself, everyone's going to feel that. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a reason why there's, you know, I don't really like the term happy wife, happy life, but if you are happy, that will exude through you. People will see that.
Everyone in your circle then becomes mm-hmm. happier because you're so happy and it's infectious. And that one, like one negative opinion or one negative anything, a negative entity can rot another 50 negative. One positive, you got to really, really work hard to get three more positives. So we're constantly working hard, but it's there. We're getting mm-hmm. there slowly, but we're getting there.
Continually to be 1% better every single day will eventually get us to that goal. Maybe we won't be the pioneers of changing the beauty industry, but maybe we will.
We're going to be the pioneers to change our perspective of the beauty and yes. our approach to the beauty industry.
Right.
And if you wear a pink muumuu, you better have the best damn pink muumuu to put on every day, no matter what.
And
so wear that muumuu.
Yes. Be you authentically, for sure.
I hear that Target's selling muumuus this season, just FYI. I'm kidding. I digress. But, you know, I think there's so much there to kind of unpack. But you mentioned Atomic Habits. You're like the fifth person this season to mention that book. If you guys haven't read it, go read it. It's incredible. It talks about what you just said, Maitland, doing little bits of things every day to get you to this incredible goal. It's like the bite size, you know, how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. Same kind of idea. But, you know, listen to you guys talk. You were born for this industry. It's abundantly clear that you were born to do this, but you didn't get here immediately, right? You weren't born and thrust into you Project Tampa. So give us an idea for those who are listening, like how this happened. Like, how did you end up in this incredible thing that you've made yourself into what you want the industry to be? Give us a quick high level journey, if you will.
You want me to go first?
Please do.
Okay. So for me, it all started with me from the very beginning, from birth, basically. But how it really started to cultivate as a business is I was 14, 15 years old. I transformed my entire room to look like a beauty salon, or I tried to anyway, with the big mirror and all that. I was charging everyone homecoming hair and makeup, and I was, you know, saving my allowance for gas money and all that. But what really got me is showing them the mirror and they're like, oh my gosh, I look so good. I've never like that. That was more joy for me. So, you know, and also to my passion for music, how it makes people feel. So really just getting deep inside people's emotions to make them happy. That's what I love to do. Helping people do, making things look pretty, whether it be, you know, I wanted to be a floral arrangement and I wanted to do wedding pictures, just making people happy and being a part of that event, like just aiding them through it. So also having a performance background, my parents put me in through all the music schools. So that's where that comes from. So really just making people feel happy, you know, whether it's the court jester funny part of myself or really just making that little tweak. So think about eyeliner, for instance, a little tiny tweak of the eyeliner could either make it perfect or just completely ruin it. And that's my game, are like the little tweaks. So getting into being an esthetician, fast forwarding, you know, everyone in my family, except for me, for some reason, really struggled with cystic acne. And my little sister, who is like my little baby, I'm 11 years older than her. She started suffering with it. And I'm like, I'm going to figure it out. Being an esthetician, like, you know, I was bartending out of college, you know, because I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like, you know, might as well. Like, I'm bartending at night. So I went through all of that, educated myself, and really helped my family with their acne. So then always trying to search on what can I do for the next before and after. So then I did permanent makeup. I did lashing. I did, you know, business consulting. I worked for the biggest laser hair removal company in the world and managed, you know, their Miami locations, and really helped. It helped me build the foundation of starting this business and being in the business. Also to my husband and his entire family, they're all in the plastic surgery world. So I constantly am talking about this business. I was constantly evolving into this business. And, you know, that's basically how it evolved, is always being at the dinner table. You know, my husband's a breast implant rep. So always being at those dinners talking about what's next and what's the new move. And it really is just, it just accelerated from doing makeup 14, 15 years old to, you know, help people feel good about themselves to now being in business with my best friend.
See that right there, every single thing she just did was with absolute passion and drive. You could hear it in her story. That's why I love her so much. And I benefit, I'm the main benefactor of that passion. So ha.
Stop. You are beyond like match or above. Like your story is really, really great.
I mean, I have a very unusual background. I'm from Oklahoma, which is your, yeah, I know. I'm from Oklahoma. You can't tell because I had a dialect coach work that out, get that twang out because that just sounds uh-uh.
Self-care. That was good.
Self-care. My first round in college was for opera theater. I mean, come on. That would have been hungry a lot. So I said no to that. Then I went and went crazy and I was very young. And then I went into interior design. And then I thought, I want something that's better. Something that has a true impact on everyone. And not just one, but if the person to focus, but those who are the ancillary folks behind in the background. So I went into nursing, and nursing really did kind of change my life, except for once I was a nurse, I got really tired of the wrong orders for physician or from physicians. And I thought, I can't do this. I want to be the one making the orders. So I went and got my NP. And then in primary care, I got what I asked for. I was a primary care provider, but I hated it. It was hell on earth because all they do is chart. I call it sharding. And I charted too much. And so I didn't want to do that anymore. And I fell into aesthetics, helping with revenue for a practice doing PRP injections. And I realized very quickly, oh my gosh, they want to pay cash for this. It hurts them crazy enough as it is, but it has a good result. It has a result on their inner globe. Mm-hmm. And that was infectious. Self-esteem. And I just dove right off the cliff. I said, this is what I'm going to do. And that was 5 years ago. And it's the best decision I ever made. Here I am to save the day in your attitude.
So first of all, you guys have a lot of things, but I'm from Arkansas, Dakota. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know.
And when I went to college, I taught class. Yeah, so I was like valedictorian, very smart, but I was like, hey, y'all, you want to go out? People are like, what is she saying? Does she speak English? They thought I was like from a foreign country. And so I've worked on it without a dialect coach over the course of many years to try to not sound like a total redneck. So I can appreciate the struggle for us Southern rednecks trying to become less of that. So kudos to you for that fun fact.
I was born on the border of Redneckistan and East Gidiotoville.
My closest school in Walmart was like 30 minutes away to get to Walmart. So I lived out in this sticks. Zip code had like 4 humans and all pets. So, you know, I've been there.
Pig farm is where I was raised. Pig farm, I swear to God.
Well, look how far you've come, honey. Look how far you've come.
I just don't even know what to say to that. So I'm like.
It was a magical upbringing. It really was.
When he tells me stories about his past life is what we both call like, you know, before this. I could never imagine him like in the mud with the pigs and the cows and having a girlfriend and a like.
I was almost getting married. You know how we country folk do. We 19 years old trying to conceive a child. What? Thank God I came to my senses.
That's a whole different podcast, Dakota. We'll put a pin in that one, as they say in the consulting world. But you know, I think it's interesting how you're raised too, though. We're on all kinds of tangents here, but I was raised in the country as well, working very, very hard. You know, we definitely weren't poor, but didn't have a whole lot. Like, I, you know, my exposure to the world was very limited. And you just kind of force yourself out and you grow. Like, I think people have the ability to do whatever they want to do. Like, the victim mentality, I can't handle that. It's like, if you want to go be amazing, then go freaking be amazing. Atomic Habits, great place to start. Like, find ways every single day to get better and just go be better. Like, I don't have, we discussed this morning on a call here in the office, like, I'm not your babysitter. I'm not your mother or your babysitter. You have to have self-efficacy and self-direction to make it in this industry, to make it in the world, frankly. So don't be a snowflake.
But they don't have the self-reward. The rewards are always given out to those who make the bigger noise. So I think that not, on top of having all the self-drive, you need to also be able to look inside and self-celebrate. And that's kind of something that we love to instill in people, is we're going to celebrate you here. You're the center of the universe for a brief moment. We're going to celebrate you, and we want you to celebrate yourself on your way out the door and come back. Oh, and pay your ticket.
Yes. Don't forget to check out.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of our videos and a lot of our hype come from situations that are happening here. Like someone's in a bad mood or someone's like, oh, you guys look so fun when you guys are doing your, I'm like, you want to do one? They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's have fun. And like, they go from like talking about the depression of their breakup to like leaving, like they just helped us film a TikTok and it took us 15 seconds. They get to see it. We shout them out. It really is just making people feel better. If it's, you know, making ourselves look silly, like that's.
Yeah. You can go to any aesthetics practice. You can go anywhere. There's 150 of them in a 10-mile radius, I swear, here. But you can't get this vibe from anywhere. We're selling a vibe, not necessarily a technique, procedure, product. We're selling a vibe. And it's infectious. People right. want this. They want someplace to go that they are the center of the universe. And women, ladies, you all have a very hard time at doing this self-care thing, or at least self-celebration. So you got to work on that. You got to come into, and we're going to help mm-hmm. you with that.
It is very self-complicated for a woman in this industry with the beauty, you know, all of that. What we really did is we went back to the basics. Like, what makes a good business patient relationship? Like, I worked for the biggest laser hair removal company in the world, and I know how to scale a business. I know how many providers you need, how many devices you need, how much, you know, I had a monthly goal of $250,000 for only laser hair removal. Like, I know with the goals of all of those things to really produce success fiscally, right? But if we just boiled it down and we're like, what do people really want? What do they want to be seen? They want good results. They want to know that they can trust you. They want to know that you're knowledgeable, and they want to know that they're getting what they pay for. Also too, that it doesn't hurt. But all of those things is really paying attention to the person and putting our patients, our people, above the procedure and the price of the procedure.
Like, people above price.
Yes, we're very, very adamant about that. Yes, the perfection of the procedure is very, very crucial. Like, we're continuing to master that any chance we get. But it really is focusing on the patient, on the person, right, and making it a personal connection.
All of those factors. And yeah, also, we're pretty damn good at what we do. So how's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what gets lost for people who are larger than life, right? I think about like even Talks Josh as a prime example. People didn't know he was good at his job for years because he was so fun and so amazing on Instagram. They're like, huh, the guy can inject? Who knew? Like, yeah, that's his actual real job. You know, so you create these personas about you. And so I want to kind of dig into a little bit of that with you guys, because you are running a very successful business in one of the hottest markets in the country, Tampa, which is growing exponentially. I think day to day, you guys probably add 5 med spas a day, derms, plastics, whatever. But you're running a very successful business. You have really good patient outcomes. So I want to dig in first from the business perspective. So Maylin, you've owned businesses before. You've kind of done this thing with entrepreneurship, you know, a few times over. What makes the business aspect of You Project Tampa different than, and I call you like your Instagram handle, You Project Tampa. Sorry, that's my fault, You Project. What makes it different than maybe what you've done before or other companies you were involved in as an owner?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So just a little bit of my evolution just in the med spa aspect of it. For some reason, right out of esthetician school, I wanted to open my own spa. I found a medical director who was a plastic surgeon. I found a nurse injector. I had a massage therapist, a weight loss dietitian, all that at 23 years old. I was very ballsy. I made a lot of mistakes. My investor was like, you know how to spend money. A lot of growth happened from that. It was very humbling because they tell you all of this hoopla. Oh my gosh, you're going to make this much money. No, you're not. You're going to fall on your face first multiple times. And, you know, always having that number one, being a pretty woman, and also to being an esthetician, you're not really high up on the, you know what you're talking about realm. So it was a constant fight of always having to prove myself. But that ended because my husband walked into my practice. I fell in love with him, and then I sold it back to my investor and ended up running away with him. to then get hired at the laser hair removal place. So what that place taught me was also really good at how to explain the procedure, how to really make money at it. But what I didn't particularly like was the patients were a number. I was very, I had to have a certain closing percentage rate. So I felt it attacked my character and integrity because I would sell this person because even if they had a slight tint of red hair,
out of obligation,
because I knew I was just a number. And I didn't want my patients to feel like that. I felt like my character and integrity was, you know, I had to meet that number. They saw me as a number. So I kind of like didn't put my patients first. And then after that, I went into kind of like a retirement realm because I did have a baby. We relocated from Miami to Tampa. And although I was going to join that laser hair removal company again, my husband was just like, just have fun with your friends. So that turned into a huge, you know, lash business. It was crazy. I would never want to do that again because it was in my home. It took out a lot of time because, you know, being handcuffed to a patient was the biggest takeaway that I didn't like about that is I wasn't able to grow because I was so handcuffed to the 9 people I did a day. So there was no growth. So I took the risk with that and ended up joining forces at, a previous med spa that I joined forces with. And that's how I actually found Dakota. but that structure of that business was very much, talks driven, very much,
established.
Yeah. Very established
in one direction.
Yes. And very, 10, 15 minute appointments. You know, and then when Dakota came on, he preferred more of hour and a half long appointments. He's like, I don't care if they're only coming in for toxin. I want you to be in the room with me and let's go through a treatment plan experience because no one wants to come in for a 15 minute appointment. Mm-hmm. Never met you before. Never, you know, have had tox before in your life. And you have 15 minutes to make them feel comfortable, get the procedure done, make sure you're doing it properly, make sure they have, you know, have all their questions answered. That's something that I didn't really, you know, we didn't really like at the previous place too. So separating to you project, again, it is patient. Our people are over everything else. There are people that have had their procedure and still just want to hang out in the lobby because they want to talk to Deidre and they want,
you know. They come and hang out just because they're having lunch here.
Yes, I mean, our reps won't even leave because it's a whole experience when you're here. Yeah. We decorated it to look like a home. Instead of the stark white, like we went complete opposite where everything's black and sparkly. It really does all come into our brand of all the little subliminal things that we're doing in our brand is to form the trust, to form that we know what we're talking about. And that, you know, we're really going to focus on you and what your goals are.
The spotlight is on the client.
Mm-hmm. Especially coming down to where we dress. We're both from, you know, the musical theater background and there's, you know, the support staff in the background.
Stagehands,
you know, the support staff, that's what we are for you. This is your stage. This is your time to shine. Just let us know how we can help you get there.
If you want to wear a costume, we've got a costume closet. Well, we have 3 actually. So we have wigs, makeup, anything and everything you want to feel like you are. And some of the greatest things I think is fun is if there's a busy time out in the hallway in front of our clinic, we'll usher the client out the door in a drape, show no photos, and get them into the elevator. So they're like, oh my God, what? Who was that?
Make them feel like a movie star. We're like, sorry, no photos for her.
It's such a hubbub. And the people across the hall there, the principal, the building manager, they don't really care for us that much. It's funny. They need Botox.
So I know I went off on a tangent, but then I answer you.
Yes. And I have two questions to ask. One thing I'll say is about the production part of it. Anyone who's been to a high-end restaurant, a high-end resort, it's the very same thing. What you said, Dakota, stagehands. It is a production. Watch a professional waiter set your food down. It is all time to get, like an English butler, it's time together. Everything is like a show, right? Because we know that when things are a show, their time, they're coordinated, they're the whole thing, there's choreography, it always just presents better. So I'm all for the vibe of it being like a show at your practice. I'm, you know, as long as you're medically safe and you've got a great business, I think the more you can do to embellish it and make it a destination, A-okay with me. What I was going to say to that point is, you mentioned, Maylin, that you guys work together. And I think we're still in a place in aesthetics where estheticians, to what you said also, are not, considered to be the same level as an injector, right? So there's still this big difference, much like a doctor versus a nurse. You know, that's still all that class hierarchy still exists. But you guys really pair up. And so Dakota, you taken a different route and said, Maylin, come with me as the injector. I need you on my team to help me do this. Walk us through that, because I think your collaborative treatment plans are like the most awesome thing that you guys do from a medical perspective, that you treat the whole patient in one consultation.
It comes down to one simple philosophy, mutual respect. I am just an injector. I know that just an injector, you're not going to hear that out of a lot of injectors. They have this ego the size of Montana. Well, not that. I'm not that. I'm just an injector. I specialize in one specific branch of healthcare, but I still have, I'm a nurse first. And so everything that we do, we put the med in med spa. I want the clinical part of it to stay part of the actual, the DNA of this. It's not just getting something jabbed in your face. It's what are we treating? Why are we treating this? And who are we treating it for? We'll walk a patient out because they're treating it because their boyfriend said that something's not appropriate. That's not the right reason for you to be addressing something. And we embrace characteristics. They're not flaws. They're characteristics. Not everything needs filled, pulled, pinched, or, you know, sagging or lifted or whatever. It's an overall perspective. Mm-hmm. And whenever, I'm dealing with an esthetician who looks at things just a little differently, but they're an essential part of this industry. They're the backbone of this industry. And if you can't trust an esthetician and incorporate them into your practice, you're missing half the show. And they're getting something somewhere. They might as well be doing it at your practice. And Maylin has a different perspective on everything. She's got the marketing, everything, the glitz, glam, but also who, what, when, where, why, and how to do it is important. It's part of this. It's part of this success. And I can't do it without her.
I can't do it without you either. I think we just really work well in reading people as well too. You know, sometimes patients respond better to the way I speak. He is very technical and very scientific. I call it molecular combustion because he's so good at that, you know, and people want to know that we know that, you know, but at the same time, people call me the analogy queen because I'm like, listen to what he said. This makes sense, but let's talk about it in a garden sense, right? Or let's talk about it like, a sport ball thing or a foundation of the house. Like, of course, like he's going to build the walls and the foundation of that, but you're also going to need, you know, the decorative insides. You want the, you know, what is good injectables without good skincare? Like, what is a good cheekbone if that light can't shine off of it?
An inflated fish tank pebble, or are you a sparkling diamond?
Yes.
We're going for the diamond here. We're going for the diamond. Yep.
And it's very much a long treatment process. So we don't start with, okay, you came in for Botox. We don't even look at that. We are like, okay, we give them the mirror. They're like, let's talk about what concerns you have top to bottom. 15 minutes of the conversation is like, ooh, look at that. Where'd you get that purse? Right. How did you hear about us? More of like the social.
We're going to focus on the beautiful part of you first and foremost. And when you look at my mirror, when I hand you the mirror, you get a ticket if you talk bad about yourself. Mm-hmm. So
I have a whip.
Don't do that.
And I will whip you.
She will whip
you. It is very much a very positive environment. You cannot talk bad about yourself. But how we write our treatment plans, and Aesthetic Record is really good at helping us with that.
Thank you, Aesthetic Record.
Thank you, Aesthetic Record. is, you know, we put all of our thoughts and feelings in with, you know, anything that they said. So even though you're wanting to start out with just talks, you know, that's normally the gateway drug. Either that or the devices we have with skincare is always the gateway. But there is always opportunity for improvement, not only with the patient, but, you know, seeing, you know, how.
What did they say that they were having a complication with? What's going on in their life at the same time? It's just talking about them, all of it. You can't just come in and just, I just want Botox, 13 units here, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. No, sweet Charlotte. Mm-hmm. What exactly are we doing? How are you? How'd you get here today? All that kind of stuff. It's the whole entire package has got to be brought into the game. And I'm going to miss everything just about. She's going to fill in my gaps. Where she's got gaps, I'm filling in. So it really is a decent ebb and flow of support.
And complimenting
each
other.
Mutual respect too.
Yes.
You're just an injector. You're just a physician. Come on now. You're just a human. And they're just a human with other talents as well that you're going to benefit from. So bring them into the fold.
Well, I'm curious what your patients think about this, because the average patient doesn't go into a med spa or a plastic or derm or any industry and have a tag team walk in and really make them A, feel special, but B, go through the whole gamut. So what's the feedback that patients say? Because I do think the reason I'm asking this is because we talk a lot about scale here. Maylin, you mentioned scale earlier about the cookie cutter consultation, the 15 minute, you know, fluff and buff, the get in, get out quick thing, the factory, if you want to call it that. And I think people miss out. I just did a talk for an event about selling, that to sell is human. Like, we love to sell, but selling is about this epiphany bridge that's making them feel special. And they'll buy more because they buy into you and you know what you're offering. But to that point, I think we miss out on selling because we're trying so hard to sell versus what you're saying is like, let me create this place for you to feel safe and saying yes, and also understanding why you're saying yes. Let me help you, you know, with all the things that you're, the chair therapy, if you want to call it that. But what do patients say about how you approach it versus someone who's doing like more the factory style?
With no doubt or reservation at all, you cannot take something from us. You can't take a client from us. We can give you a client. That's why the whole community over competition, if you're doing the right thing right every single time, even when someone's not looking, the invoices will follow. The relationship is much more valuable. And that's what we want to do. We want the relationship over the invoice. The invoices will naturally come, and they do, but it's really going to be when this door is shut and this business is no longer there, our names aren't going to have a bad taste.
That's never going to happen, by the way.
I know, right? It's going to be the way that they felt. This is going to be a lifelong memory that I felt so amazing in that moment. And I want that again. That's how people feel.
Right. And the common denominator from his past and mine is anyone that we've come in contact with and we've done procedures for, whether, you know, we were employees for these people, but what we stay true to ourselves is always making that person trust us. And they have followed me throughout. Like, they don't care if I'm doing this, or this. They ask for my opinion. Where should I go to get this class? They go to that person. Because they're like, I've built so much trust with you, Maylin and Dakota, that like whatever you tell me, I know is correct. So it started way before, you know, just in his nursing career, he is injecting patients that he used to see in primary care. Like, that's how the foundation of really, you know, directing to our patients, like, we care about you. Like, I feel like most of our patients become our friends because we really do invest that much into it. Like, where it's better.
Whenever you have to say no to someone, it really is better when you're saying no because they trust that you're saying no for a purpose, not just because you're being a D. Mm-hmm. it's super important to keeping the longevity of a career. I'm tired of swapping careers. This is it. This is what I want. I also found the golden egg, but it is something that you have to cultivate daily. Easier if you're doing it in a foundation of trust rather than one of invoicing and dollars and so on. You will not get cold and stuffy here. The mean girl attitude of aesthetics it's gone. It needs to be gone. Shut the door on it. Ostracize the mean girl part of it and celebrate the inclusivity that this industry has to offer. Every single human being has an aesthetic need. I want to fill that need as long as it's, you know, you're of age and it's for the right reason, but it's something that is, it's an essential part of success and attitude and happiness.
And to really go back to the point of, you know, how do your patients feel about it? I will be honest with you and say that there have been some patients that have come and said, you know, the way you guys kind of are, like, you know, it kind of intimidated me a little bit at first. But you guys are so, you know, adamant about, you know, being consistent. You'll always know where we stand, how we feel about you. You know, we aren't for everybody, but we have proven in the long run, everyone's like the same thing. Like with Talk Josh, it's like, oh, you know, we were a little with you at first, just like you were with me. But then getting to know me, you're like, okay, well, just like my dad always said, you're very passionate with extreme high. Like, you're just a lot. But when you're in that extreme high with us, people are like, I don't want to leave. This is amazing.
It feels so good to be someone's number one, right? So if you're not someone's number one, you're in the wrong circle. Go find some group that's going to help you feel like you're number one to somebody. That's what we do.
I think that kind of dovetails into the next thing I want to talk about is one thing I would say too about what you just mentioned about investing in people for the long-term client relationship is it's leaky bucket. You either invest in the front end or the back end. So either you invest right now and they stay forever with a good taste in their mouth and love you, or you invest on the back end because you're working so hard in the factory to churn them and keep them and churn and keep and churn and keep that you run yourself ragged and learn this lesson too late, right? And you've already wasted 10 years of that rat race to realize, wait a minute, if I would just spend more time or do this thing differently, I could have kept them all forever. I've seen 10,000 and only 4,000 have stayed. You know, there's like not a good ratio. But to that point, you mentioned, you know, your circle of people, your tribe. You guys are all obviously doing a lot of fun things with Instagram Lives. You mentioned that in the beginning with Shino, with myself. You had Erica Berry on this week. But also your training, you know, you're getting trained, but also training others. So how do you keep reinvesting and improving your own skill set and like seeking out more training, more things to stay relevant with what's happening in the industry?
Well, if you are someone who's on, you know, who thinks that they're interested in joining the aesthetic industry, the best part about this is being able to see people that you idolize, seeing work that you want to perform, and knowing the things that you want to know, you can do it. You can do anything. Seek out these learning opportunities. I actually love it. I travel, and that's kind of really what my traveling is about, is learning something everywhere I go. But we're also, both of us are sponges. We want to learn something where we go. And I've gone back into basics, doing a basic toxin filler just to do it, just to make sure that I wasn't forgetting something along the way, or that I grew into a habit that was old. I needed to refresh that.
There's always something to learn.
And I tell the EDU patients or clients, our EDU, so it's U Project EDU, that's our education initiative. When they first start their first day during orientation, I tell them, I want you to try and impress a client enough that they leave me to go to you. That's what the ultimate goal is. I don't think you can, but I hope that you show me wrong. I hope that you are that good and that confident and that great at succeeding in helping them feel better, that client wants to follow you.
Yes, and not necessarily leave one to go to the other, but showing people their strengths and how to press into those strengths and how to communicate with the patient and let that patient know, like, oh, well, I would trust you to inject me. And once that patient agrees to that, you see the light fire in the provider with the confidence, and like me and Dakota are like, it's happening. You know, so just encouraging people that you have the secret sauce. If you want to make it in this industry, you know, like we're humble enough to know, like,
we don't have the answers to everything.
We don't. And we go to, you know, people like you that have pioneered this industry. We're like, I want to be you. You know, mm-hmm. Tell us the things that we shouldn't go. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like EDU, like, yes, a lot of the techniques, but it really is a lot of don't do this because I already tried it.
Yep.
Like, don't try the pen and paper with the calculator, just then put it into aesthetic record. If you put in and chart everything in aesthetic record, you will have success because you will have all those records at the end of the day.
Yeah. So the EDU, the U Project EDU is an all-encompassing med spa experience and education initiative. It's not just the technique. You learn the technique, and there's specific days that we dedicate for the injector to inject their models or our models or whatever. But it's also going to be front door to back door, what it takes to do something in this industry successfully, or just do it well. Do it enough to where you're not having to go back into the acute care realm or whatever. So it's going to be logo development. It's going to be brand development. It's going to be social media footprint development. It's going to be how you answer the phone call, how you schedule an appointment, how you treat a patient, and then a few weeks later, how you return to show the follow-up and see the real glow that you see with a follow-up appointment. All of it. They get everything. And it's a 6-week residency program that covers everything just about.
And it's at their leisure too. So some people have been wanting to be more focused on, you know, my strengths. Some have been, you know, only wanting to deal with what he's wanting to talk about. So it really is built and tailored to specific needs. You can completely move in with us. We had people relocate from a different state, brought their baby, and like spent every single day with us. Which we love you.
We love you.
Hey guys. then we also have people that, you know, have full-time jobs here in town, and they have to, you know, still put food on the table also too with the training. So it really is put into their hands and really what they want to get out of it.
Right. Their program. They can make whatever they want of it. There is a curriculum. There are items that they're going to be shown every time, every day, but it's something that if they are, there's no room for stagnation. So it's, if there's a space in there that we don't have a client in the chair, there is something we can do to give them a bit of education. And it's always productive like that. So they, it's the injection technique also, but everything else that goes along with it.
Well, I love the EDU thing. We talked about this a little bit, I think, in one of our conversations many moons ago about the residency people coming and living with you. And I love what you said about front door to back door, because, you know, there's a lot of industry consultants out there who are talking about how to do your website, your marketing, your branding, your logo, but they're not really in a practice all day. They're a consultant looking at it from the outside. They're not living it. Like, you guys are living it. Like, this is what you do all day long. So I think there's such a value to that. And we don't see a lot of that on the business side. More injectables for sure, but not the business side. But to sort of that idea, what was like the day or the time that you both said, huh, we're no longer the full-time student of the industry. We're now going to become the teacher. We're going to transition from being the learner to now the KOL. Because there has to be some moment where you both had this like light bulb of, wait, we have a lot to say and a lot to teach. Let's go carpe diem and like build an EDU system. When did that occur?
Naturally teachers. We're both naturally bringing someone along with us to help prevent some disaster that maybe we had experienced in the past, or I say disaster, I'm saying less than optimal result. But it's really something that we, both of us share that passion of bringing people along with us. The mountaintop will be very lonely if you're up there all by yourself. So we're going to bring a whole entire village with us. So the EDU has given us that opportunity. The point was, the moment was when I was certified. Oh my God. My certification was, I was one of 80 in a conference room. I was given 10 units of talks. I have no idea what was in it because it was already pre-drawn. And that's all I could do is 10 units somewhere and one syringe of Belotero to do serial puncture nasolabial fold injections. That was it. Here's your certificate. Now don't go kill somebody. Go make money.
And the cherry on top, that it was a flip the switch for me, because this, I didn't even know this about him, but it came up later. So he went through this entire training. They're very known, getting your, you know, beginner's training. And it escalated, you know, a lot. Basically his career escalated a year. He got a lot of experience and it turned into the owners of this school talking crap about Dakota.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so you don't, first of all, you don't even know him. You don't even know him. Okay. You gave him 10 units of Botox. How do you even know? Like, but at the same time, well, talk good or talk bad, you're still talking. So we knew we were making an impact in the industry. Whether, you know what I mean? Obviously it was jealousy, whatever the fact may be, but that was my like crossing the line for me, because he's an angel of a person. He's brilliant.
He is.
And you dare take ownership for his, you know, amazingness, because you didn't do anything for him. So that was I'm like, I'm changing it. We are going to be the cheerleaders of all time, not just to our patients, but to people in our industry too. You know,
it feels good.
Yes.
It feels so good to help see someone mm-hmm. turn that light on inside.
Mm-hmm. Nurse or esthetician.
And anyone, I have family members, friends and things like that, where that it's what we do naturally, the two of us. It's good to see someone mm-hmm. glow within themselves.
And we, you know, we have the programs, but a lot of our day is like people DM me, call me like, Maylin, like I'm only getting paid $14 an hour. Like, how do I get there? Calling him like, oh my gosh, my doctor hates me. Like he's making me do blah, blah, blah. You know, and we're just like, you got this, like push through, like mm-hmm. invest in yourself, you know, come hang out with us. See if it's even something that you would like to do. You know, I ain't perfect. Like my shit stinks. So like, let's talk about it. Like, yeah. You know, everybody has bad days. So it's very important.
But we lean into the handicap. We do not, we don't act like we are the end all be all, but we do know what mistakes we made and we can help guide you through that course to avoid those pitfalls. And there's always room for us to improve. During their education, I'm also encouraging them to go through other education programs. Mm-hmm. I will never be offended if you go and try and find the same technique that I showed you, but from a different presenter. Mm-hmm. It's actually valuable. I hope that you do that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. I do it, and I know that I'm going to be able to learn from every situation that I put myself in. So I encourage our students to do the same thing. I think we're going to have a lot of return on that investment, too, because we're also giving our branding to all these new people from across the country to help plant those seeds of positivity everywhere.
I love what you just said about making them go to other trainings. Let's take a pause on that, because I have to tell you, I've been in this training game in the industry for a hot-ass minute. We all know that. And I can't tell you the amount of people who I see now that I was part of their training 6 years ago, and they're still using the exact same cheat technique that they used 6 years ago. or the chin technique or the, this technique or that technique. And they're like, well, it works. Like, we are evolving in, as an industry by the week. Like, we are, the amount of indications that have come out in the past 18 months is staggering. Even despite COVID pandemic shutdown, we still had indications coming out. The amount of things to learn here to master this craft, if you can even use the word, there is no such thing as mastery, but to even be great at it requires a constant skill check and a constant push to learn, evolve, and do better. And folks who look at me and say, I've been doing this for 15 years, I'm all good. I'm like, but what happened 15 years ago? We were doing nasolabial folds, for God's sakes. Like, we hadn't heard of a cheek yet. Please catch yourself up, honey. It's 2022. You know, at least come to 2015, something. But I think that that is an epidemic in our industry, that people who have learned it from a manufacturer, free training, God love the industry for giving us free training, but they've never said, wait a minute, let me go watch someone like an Erica Berry, a Sheena Obey, the guys that you know that you're all listening to and talking with, to say, huh, they're doing something really unique and novel. I want to learn that. Because I think a lot of it is the ego and the jealousy of, like, if I go learn from Shelby Miller, then I'm, you know, she's better than me. And I don't want that to be on my Instagram, or that she trained me. I don't want that to be out in public. And then it becomes like this weird thing. And I don't understand it. Like, let's just all get really good and get better. But
I want the most well-rounded provider, period. When I'm going to seek out a healthcare provider of any branch, I want to know that they have every bit of current education possible. That's why, I mean, we're constantly evolving here, but it's also the fun part of this career is being able to travel and learn from other people on, around the world.
And isn't that why they call it a practice? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, we're practicing. Yeah.
It's always evolving thing. Like, I was joking with my husband about it before, and I, you know, the term that I have a lot of Malinisms that I use, but like fuddy-duddy and like dusty, nasty, like, you know what I mean? Like, you think about those people that they didn't want to change from their BlackBerry to the iPhone because it was like,
I feel attacked right now.
No, but you know what I mean? The evolution, like, you're never going to keep your MacBook at, you know, it's going to request like, hey, let's, you know, up your, you know, storage and your software. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, why wouldn't you, especially taking the oath of, you know, keeping your patients safe, giving them, you know, the maximum results, especially being in pretty medicine, you know, it's so important just to keep on top of the curve and even be innovative.
What we think is pretty today is not going to be considered pretty tomorrow. So if you've only rested on your laurels are fractured. They're a little crusty and they need some help, but that's okay. It's okay because every day is a new opportunity for you to choose to get better with yourself. So get better with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Get good.
Get good.
Well, I think about it even from my perspective. So I've probably attended, I don't know, thousands and thousands of CMEs, written probably 1,000 CME courses as well. I've done God knows many cadaver labs. I don't even inject. Like, I'm going to learn. I just went to a Threads course with Scott Callahan because I wanted to see how he trains. I want to hear how he talks about things and trains others because they love him and they keep coming back to his classes and he's phenomenal. I'm not going to do Threads, but his technique of presenting and explaining was novel for me and I loved it. So I think there's so much to learn. If you want to be a great trainer, you better go get trained because you're learning how to be a trainer by watching other trainers who are good at training. It's like, it's not even about the injection technique. It's about learning how to put on a course, put on, you know, I think about all these pop-up courses everywhere. Everyone's now a trainer, right? Everyone's got their own classes. And I'm like, you haven't even been to a training. How do you know how to do a training? Like, you should go listen to somebody who's great at it and learn how they do it and then go try to make that your own, but learn that skill set, not just where to put the needle. You know, there's more to it than that.
That's what makes the DNA of Aesthetic Next so important, is that it is an entire flock of business education opportunity. It's from the front end of your office staff to the business back end. Mm-hmm. It's important that everyone knows exactly what's on the page. That you're all reading the same script so that your front end can sell you just as much as you sell yourself. Mm-hmm. So we love to bring everyone together. Maylin has been, she went to Sheena's training with me so that we can see exactly what's going on around this incredibly successful man and how he runs everything.
And it's I want to know how to explain it exactly the way he does. Our verbiage needs to be the same, which mostly it is. But when he's getting trained on new things, I want to know too, because it really is both of us together. There's been multiple times where, you know, I'm giving the initial consultation, and they're like, okay, ready, let's go. And I'm like, okay, Dakota, let's go. And then they're like, wait, what? I thought you were doing it. And I'm like, well, as you know, we do these things together. But same thing with him, goes through the whole, you know, microneedling virtue, how it's going to be good, you know, goes through all that. And it's like,
and okay. I know that she's going to give the same message. Mm-hmm. I could put her in a room with a complete stranger. And I know that when that stranger comes out and talks to me, they've received the same message I would give them.
Exactly. And it's really part of the whole business model that we have, where it's completely, you know, front to back, everything is uniform. It all, because it's a big trust thing, especially with our mm-hmm. patients, you know, you don't want it to be a different story. Well, I don't think I would do that. Or I feel like there's a lot of butting heads in practices. I see a lot with, you know, the doctor versus the nurse injector versus the esthetician. Is one person says one thing, one person says the other thing. It's really important to spend so much time with your partner and people in your practice, when, you know, going to the tune of what you were saying of, you know, we really take team building really seriously, because mm-hmm. it is important that we are a united front at all times, for sure.
Right. It's your brand is all the way through your core. If it's just when you get here to work, it's not going to be that successful. It's not going to be something that you believe in. And your support staff that's not married to the organization as much as you are, they're not going to yield any success. They're going to be resentful, and they're going to miss the mark somewhere. That's not how we are. Although they're not business owners, they are just as much part of the success of us as we are.
Love you, Deidre.
Love you, Deidre.
Well, that's, you know, I think you mentioned aesthetic next. We're going to transition to that now. But I think to that point, that was kind of my idea behind it, was it should be a total office training. The person who's at the front desk, or who's an office manager, or the injector, they have to all understand the experience that you're trying to build to be able to give that to a patient. And I think what happens in many practices is they say, oh, the front desk girl, she doesn't need to come to this training. She's just handling the front desk. But she is like the welcoming committee, right? She's like the person who's at the front door saying, welcome to our amazing practice. But I think beyond that is also, you don't know what you don't know unless you see it. And so unless you've sent someone to a training to understand the fact that the industry is giant, there's all these great successful players, and to see that and then realize, I got to get my shit together and get my butt in gear. If you're not prompted with that need and that sort of impetus of, oh my gosh, I'm not growing and everyone else around me is growing, you don't grow. Like, I think there's a part of it where you have to make them jump in the deep end and start swimming. And that's why I think aesthetic next, your point, is like the business part of it. Go hear from these great experts and realize how much you don't know. So you'll want to go back and dig in and learn more, like from a positive way, not like feeling like, you know, like crap, but that you want to go back and figure out all the things you didn't learn or, you know, didn't know before you showed up. So I think there's a reason for that. But let's move to aesthetic next, because we have a big announcement here on the podcast. For the Record, episode 36. You guys are going to be our celebrity hosts of the Nexties. Which this year is going to be like the Oscars. We're going to have a whole opening thing. You guys are going to do some entertaining for us. You're going to have all the bells and whistles. And it's going to be out of control. But, you know, I think the Nexties are a prime example of us all celebrating each other and the accomplishments of the industry and who's leading the charge. So give us your thoughts on what's going to happen this year at the Nexties, guys.
So everybody's a celebrity, right? We're going to make sure everyone feels like that celebrity.
Yes.
Very excited.
So what we have planned, and of course we have to get it all approved with you first, but we did outsource to someone really, you know, focusing and helping us with aesthetic record and, you know, everything that we want to deliver to you and the whole entire conference. So what we're mainly focusing on is obviously the esthetician tracks, the business tracks, and, you know, really focusing on devices and all that. But when it comes to the Nexties, we really want to bring our community all together. So once that floor map comes out, we have every intention of interviewing each booth, telling, you know, what do you have to offer, giving them everyone just a 30-second spotlight on why we should go to their booth. That's, you know, something that we are going to do a fast reel, or it's actually going to amount to maybe like 1.5-3 minutes, but here's a quick tour of the grounds, you know, like
put your phone down and go talk to someone's face.
Right, exactly.
Learn who you're going to need to call on one of these days.
Right. We're also going to have, you know, the takeover for your lives. We're going to reach out to
costumes that catch on fire. Yes. Costumes that fold and unfold and unfold and pop up and bounce and lots of streamers.
People are going to, I mean, what you guys saw last year with the kimono and the butterfly, all that.
That was pajamas.
That was just an appetizer.
There we go.
So we, and it's not just about the show and the glitz and glam, but it really does. I feel like the more authentic and out there and boing, boing we are, it kind of disarms us where people are like, oh, well, let's talk to them. They seem fun. So really doing our research and going to these icons, giving them a spotlight to do a mini live with us.
Or sharing in their spotlight.
Yeah, sharing in their spotlight. What do we have, you know, to experience from you next? What should we expect from your expo? Like, you know, how can we get excited, you know, with those live takeovers? We also have planned to...
We're going to make you laugh.
Yes.
We're going to sing for you.
Yes. We have a couple musical numbers So, you know, all there to... Really, I was telling Deidre this morning, I feel like our goal for Aesthetic Next is to, you know, to the tune of what you said, is really be that positive personality to bridge the gap in this industry to say, hey, we don't have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya together all the time, but we're in this to build our industry.
But today, damn it, you're going to sit and sing Kumbaya.
Yes, you are going to sing
Here's your note.
Yes. So we definitely have many things planned when it comes to, again, our mission of just bringing the community together. So if it is
open invitation for everyone to bring your best to wear to the Nexties. This is your one opportunity in the year that you're going to get to pull out whatever it is. Pull out the stops. Wear what you want to wear, avant-garde as it can be, glamorous, and just show up and have a good time with it and be as bombastic as you can be.
Yes. And don't just buy a ticket for yourself. Invest in your office.
Your whole office should be coming with you.
Yes. The whole entire team. Because when you get to come back and talk about how awesome it is, like, what, share it with them. Again, building that team camaraderie, you know, it really is team building, like psychologically, you know, just spending that time and seeing the realness of getting out of a hotel room, you know, looking busted just to get coffee versus, you know, just gives that realism, and it makes those people that work for you really trust you, and it shows that you are a person.
They get out of town and they get to go and hang out and just be part of the game, and it's fun. So if you're an injector and you're considering, like, what conference this year am I going to attend? Personally, Aesthetic Next is the one that you need to attend. It's going to be everything that you need and some. And the track that you just released about the education opportunities, the hands-on alone. I mean, come on. Some of the biggest names in the industry are going to be there showing you how they're the biggest name in the industry, what it is that they do that they specialize in. I can't freaking wait.
And estheticians too, you know, like, yes, this is a growth building opportunity this year for the estheticians to really feel, number one, safe to, am I invited? Like, that's how it kind of feels, you know, because it's for doctors and injectors only. I busted my way right through. I'm like, I'm coming, you know, so I want everyone to feel good, you know, with this, you know, estheticians. You can make as much money as an injector. You can. If
they
you invest in yourself.
Yeah.
If you like, and if your employer wants to invest in you, there is a huge opportunity. Like, the huge gaps and misconceptions about estheticians is you're worth more than $14 an hour.
Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, I can't imagine. I can't imagine someone with a professional license making $14 an hour. That hurts my heart. Mm-hmm. Not today, sweet Charlotte. We're going to tell you how valuable you are. Mm-hmm.
But it's true. You know, I'll tell you though, Maylin, the esthetician track, we haven't released it yet because I can't get it full. I have such a hard time. We ask and beg estheticians every day to come speak for us, and it's the hardest group to say yes. I think because they're not assured with if they're able to be good enough on stage. Like, I have to tell them, you're great. You can do this. Like, even last year, it was like coaxing them on, like, okay, you've got a lecture. You got to give it. Go. You can do it. Because I feel like they maybe have been, you know, they're more downtrodden over the fact that, am I even allowed to come here? Is this about me? It's like, we built a track because we want you to shine. I wouldn't have given a track with your name on it if I didn't want you here, right? Like, that's kind of how that works. So I hope that we get that released by the end of the week. We had a few more today that have signed on. But I think the estheticians last year blew me away. Like, their business savvy, their skill set, their understanding of the skin and of the science of the skin was head and shoulders above many injectors I've ever, you know, heard talk about skin. Like, they were phenomenal. But I think the other part of that, just to the next season, you know, the whole idea of all of it together is, like, I am really great at building content and building structure and process to what you guys said about your partnership. I don't do it for the gram. I have never done it for the gram. It's not my style. I need a person who understands the gram and understands the content marketing, the flamboyant need in a conference. It has to be flamboyant and over the top to showcase that. And I have never been one to say, I'm going to be able to do all of that and all of this. So I think even the partnership with you guys, prime example of my strength is not what your strength is. And so for us to partner together on this, you take that burden off of us and say, let us make this look and feel to the outside how we're feeling here on the inside as we're attending it. And that's what we need. And I think people who are even in their own practice, like what you guys are doing for your practice branding, is people can feel on the outside, like seeing it on Instagram or TikTok, what you're doing on the inside. So you're connecting the dots together, right? You're making the whole thing come together. So
if you notice, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad we're portraying that, but if you look closely, our butterfly is the reflection of two faces. So we show you your reflection in the mirror and you evolve into that as a butterfly. So everything that, we're all about, you know, we see your amazingness. Like, let us show you. So it's really the person realizing that they are beautiful and awesome just the way they are, translating into the professional life too. You know, nurse injectors have that, like you said, with doctors. Estheticians feel, you know, like we don't belong, like we're not valued.
There is no hierarchy of this industry. There is no hierarchy of it. Nobody is better than anybody else's skill. If you give that person who you think is beneath you the same exact opportunity or piece of skill knowledge, they're going to do it just like you do, and if not better. So the hierarchy needs to just kind of crumble. We're all part of the same thing, same goal.
And I promise you, we are huge advocates of it. You cannot make us shut up about it. So, and we already have plans too with, you know, when the list comes out, you know, the marketing strategy for us is to contact all the estheticians and say, hey, we are blowing this up. I don't care if there's only four of us or five of us, we are going to get together.
We're showing it up.
We're going to show estheticians, give them the comfort in knowing like, girl, you're invited too. Boy, you're invited too.
You quiet person in the corner, come over here. Let's bring you in and let's have fun. I'm actually excited to attend some of the esthetician track. I want to know because I don't. I mean, I know a little bit of information that I've gotten from the professional skincare products, but that's it. That's all I've known. Oh, well, I get facials a lot too, but I mean, I don't know exactly everything that they're doing. Like there was a TikTok, something that they were talking about the different types of acne. I'm a healthcare provider. I know what I think I know, but I didn't realize that the acne was caused by different things and different way to treat it. Mm-hmm. I really know that. So I have so much to learn.
Yes, we all do. I think we're so excited.
Well, you're in for a treat because the estheticians that we have, like Ray and Kelly, Ashley Curtis, these guys are incredible. And as business owners, but also estheticians, their skill set's phenomenal. So Dakota, come on over to the esthetician track. We would love to have you in there.
Watch me up there just looking with great bright eyes.
Well, you know, wherever I am, he'll be. So
come on over. Well, you guys are doing three talks this year in addition to the NextE. So you guys will be able to learn more from Dakota and Mayland at the conference across the business track, esthetician track, and then doing a combination together on energy devices on Sunday. But the nominations for the NextE's come out this weekend. So if you guys listening know any great estheticians, injectors, educators, innovators in the industry, it's your time to put their name on a ballot and send it in so we can get a collection of great names to put forth our final five for the official thing. So they're raising their hand. If you guys don't know that, you can't see them, but they're raising their hand, put them on the ballot. But I think the next season this year will be a great experience for all of us because it's going to feel like the Oscars, a big celebration, much more, sophisticated and fun than it was last year. So I think we're evolving here just like you. We're all evolving here together. So
Dakota in a headpiece and very little on. I'm very excited about it with my hog body. So
you're not
on
a hog body.
I'm just kidding.
You can do whatever you want. You can wear a G-string. We'll still celebrate you. It's all about making you front and center. But for the record, you guys have been fantastic, as I knew you would be today. It's already been like an hour or more. I have no idea where we even are on time. I know it's been an hour. But I could talk to you guys all day long about all the things because I feel like you really embody what I think we as an industry have to really ascribe to or you know, aspire to, meaning we're in this together. We're all on the same playing field, the same level. It's about whoever wants to work hard, do good, have great results, run good businesses. If you do that, you will survive. You'll succeed, no matter what your credential is on the end of your name. So I think that you guys believe that. I know I believe it. And I appreciate all that you're doing together to make this industry great. But give us some details about how to find you, your website, things you have coming up, all the deets.
Yes.
Absolutely. So www.uprojecttampa.com. Or you can find us, You Project Tampa, on Instagram. Anything.
And Facebook, all over. Just
and
You
she's
Project
slayed
Tampa.
Slayed by May.
I am slayed by May.
And I'm Tampa's toxaholic. Yes. So follow us.
Follow us. And if you are an esthetician out there thinking about going to this conference, please reach out to me. Like, I love when people slide into my DMs, especially when it comes to, you know, the community of it. Like, I want to see you. I want to build this together. Also, too, we are the fangirls that when we see certain people, too, we're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Tiffany.
Yes.
Tiffany Hall. Oh, my God.
Yes. So if you want to be a part of any of the reels, any of the live interviews and our takeovers, like, please reach out to us. We're very excited.
Flash mobs are a thing of the past. We're going to do a smash mob where we're going to bring all those reels together and just have a great time.
Yes.
When you said slide to your DMs, I was thinking just not nudes. Don't send anybody any nudes.
I mean,
my head went into the gutter and I was like, oh my God.
I thought slide in my DMs means just a message.
No.
It's a nudes, Maylin. You're asking for nudes. People, don't send her any nudes. She does not want them.
I did not
send
mean
those
that.
To me.
No,
I'll take those, please.
I was married before any of that happened. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, you know,
I love
talk
it.
To me on my direct messages.
Scoot up into those DMs. How about that?
Shush over here to my DMs. And also, you guys are on TikTok, but your content's incredible. So anyone who's not following them, go right now and go follow them, because they do not only great patient results and, you know, all the things with medicine, but just the content, the branding, the mastery of putting on the show and the production is worth every second of watching and following all that they do. So go follow them.
Thank you. We love it. We want to be viral like COVID. Worldwide domination.
Yes. Well, any last words you guys want to say before we sign off?
Thank you for everything that you do for us and industry. And we are so grateful,
honored.
We're also excited.
Yes.
Excited to help make you proud.
Yes.
Well, you already do that every single day that you're here doing all the great things that you're doing. So again, thank you for coming on. And for all the rest of you, we'll see you guys next week for episode 37.
Thanks for listening to another episode of For the Record. This podcast is not intended to provide legal or medical advice. It's for entertainment, education, and information purposes only. For more information on this week's guest or to get started with Aesthetic Record, email us at info@aestheticrecord.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more fresh perspectives on disrupting the status quo and surviving in the aesthetics industry.